Blog Talk Radio.
You are about to be entertained by the eighth, the young man who has become a legend in his own time.
You want answers?
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
It's the Ron Kelly Show.
So don't get it twisted. Get it twisted.
My goodness, that's the corniest music. That's the corniest music I've ever heard. Welcome, everybody. It's the Ron Kelly Show. And it's on blogtalkradio.com. And we're also on my YouTube channel, Ron Kelly Show on YouTube. It's Facebook Live, it's Instagram, it's Facebook itself, Ron Kelly Show on Facebook, Twitter, all over the place. Welcome, everybody. Thanks so much for joining me. Once again, it's the Ron Kelly Show, and it's on blogtalkradio.com, theronkellyshow.com. Oh, man, it's June 21st already. The first day of summer, I believe it is today. June, first day of summer, 2018. Oh, man, gotta start making plans. All right, everybody, thanks so much for joining me today. Sorry I couldn't, well, not sorry, but no, we were not on. I was out of town last week, but we are back and better than ever. It's the Ron Kelly Show, and it's on blogtalkradio.com. Thank you to my all my fearless R. Kelly Nation out there, those of you who take a part and listen to the Ron Kelly Show every Thursday afternoon. I want to thank you all for that. And we're doing well here. Got some big news coming up a little bit later on in the program. But, you know, right now, man, I tell you, here we go again. East Pittsburgh police, kill 17-year-old unarmed Antoine Rose. Antoine Rose is an unarmed 17-year-old boy who was shot and killed by the East Pittsburgh Police Department Tuesday night as he tried to flee a traffic stop. Now, you know, the conservatives and some folks, white people mostly, will say that, why didn't you comply? Why didn't you comply? And thank you, my brother. Thank you, brother. DJ Tiny, everybody. Wednesday night from 8 to 10 p.m. DL Wild Music Radio. And I got a couple of things I want to talk about. But yeah, so this young man, another one bites the dust. This young man, Antoine Rose, 17 years old. Antoine Rose the second. Was a passenger in a car that had been pulled over because it matched the description of a vehicle that fled an earlier shooting, which a 22-year-old man was wounded. See, that's the first clue for me. That's the first clue. Match the description. And as always, that's a textbook excuse when black folks are being pulled over or accosted by law enforcement. And I don't mean all enforcement. There are some people who I know out there who are doing a good job. Shout out to them. But that's the first clue for me that there was a master description. That's the first clue of a vehicle that fled in an earlier shooting, which a 22-year-old man was wounded. This is the Allegheny County Police Department, who have been tasked, shout out to Derek Lee, the Allegheny County Police Department, who has been tasked with this investigation, which kind of kills me too. So yes, 17-year-old Antoine Rose was killed by the East Pittsburgh Police Department Tuesday night as he tried to flee a traffic stop. Law enforcement officials said on Wednesday. A video that recorded the fatal shooting was posted on Facebook. Maybe some of you guys can find it. I haven't seen it yet. But a video that recorded the fatal shooting and was posted on Facebook shows two people running from police vehicles as three shots were fired. One of the people, later identified as a 17-year-old, appears to fall to the ground. Why are they shooting? A woman is heard screaming in the background. Why are they shooting? You see, so, you know, here we go again with this. Now, what's even, well, the Allegheny County Police Department is investigating, and they said the two firearms were found on the floor. Somebody told me to stop. The two firearms were found on the floor of the car. When asked if the teenager was found with a weapon on his person, to Coleman McDonough, who is the superintendent of East Pittsburgh Police Department, said no. So, a shout out to Sharon Allen Chambers. What's up, my sister? Love you so much. So, So the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette, which this took place, East Pittsburgh, on Wednesday quoted Mayor Lewis Payne of East Pittsburgh saying the officer who shot Antoine was hired in mid-May and had been formally sworn in out before the shooting. Now, this same police officer had issues elsewhere. He had been in several different police departments. And see, this is just like the Catholic priests. You know, not that I have anything against Catholics. But this is the same thing happens with the Catholic priests. They get shuffled around. When a Catholic priest gets caught doing something, he gets shipped somewhere else. And then he gets caught over there, and he's got shipped somewhere else. I'll talk about former Newark Cardinal Theodore McCarrick. I'll talk about that a little bit later on in the program. But see, well, this is what happens. And this police officer was shifted around from department to department, probably because there was some wrongdoing going on. He got shipped around from department to department. So this happened Tuesday night. This young man, 17 years old, shot in the back and killed by East Pittsburgh police. So when I put the posting up for the program, and someone texted me right away or hit me up on Facebook and asked me, what does this have to do with President Trump? And this, as you look at the story and you look at the president, he has really nothing to do with this. But I'll get into that a little bit later on. I will talk about the president. I will talk about the Catholic Archbishop, former Archbishop, who was kicked to the curb by the Pope this week. We'll talk about that. And we'll continue to talk about Antoine Jr., who was killed by the East Pittsburgh Police Department. All right, shout out to everybody out there. Thank you so much for joining me. I'm sweating like a dog. No, dogs don't sweat, only through their noses. But anyway, it's nice to have you all here this evening. It's June 21st, 2018. It's the first day, the very first day of summer today. So let's get packing, let's get planning. We got lots and lots to do. And I'll be doing a program from on the road. Depends on where I'm at. If I'm on vacation, I'll be doing a program on the road. So I want everybody to, you know, do tune in and check me out. It's Ron Kelly's show. And it's on blogtalkradio.com. Shout out to Skip Dillard, who runs it all at 107.5. It's WBLS, the number one for R&B. Had a little bit of a back and forth with him today. Hopefully we'll be meeting with him at some point. You see, when you're in the business, you can't quit. You know, you can't quit. Not many times I've wanted to quit this business. Nobody wants to hear me and nobody wants to listen to me, et cetera, et cetera. And, you know, sometimes you start getting down, especially in the entertainment business. Because entertainment business is a very, very difficult business to break into. And there's many times that I've thought about leaving this radio business, you know, trying to do something else. But, you know, God always shows me something. He always shows me something. But just when I'm ready to leave, He always shows me something. So shout out to my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, who makes all of this possible. Anyway, it's the Ron Kelly Show, everybody. It's on blogtalkradio.com, theronkellyshow.com. Shout out to Sharon Allen Chambers, Derek Lee, anybody else who's watching the program, because I don't always see, I can't always see who's watching the program. So if I don't mention you, if you're watching the program, I don't mention you, I apologize for that, because I can't see everybody's on the program, because there have been times when there have been thousands of people watching the Ron Kelly Show broadcast, and I can't see everybody. So if I don't mention your name, I apologize for that. I'll hit people up as I go along. Okay, so, all right, so now, what are we going to do? Antoine Rose II, what are we going to do about this young man who was killed by East Pittsburgh police Tuesday night in the back? You see, now what are we going to do? I'll tell you what we're going to do. Well, because we got the Black Lives Matter, there's some tacit protests, but not enough people. You know, people should be coming from all around the country to go into East Pittsburgh, and not to cause problems, not to perpetuate violence or anything like that. There are people from all over America, black folks from all over America should be going to East Pittsburgh in protest. And there should be hundreds of thousands of black folks out there protesting in East Pittsburgh for justice for this young man, Antoine Rose II. You see, because there's been so many times ladies and gentlemen, so many times in our own lifetimes where black men, unarmed black men have been killed. You know, these conservatives, the Trumpians, the Trump supporters, the first thing they say, oh, well, you shouldn't have ran. Oh, well, you should comply. But since when does not complying with the police punishable by death? And since when, I mean, if that was passed, it sure got past me, because I don't know of any legislation that was passed that made running from the police a capital crime. And even if it was, it was not up to the police to dole out the punishment. So this is very, very serious. This young man, 17-year-old boy, Antoine Rose II, killed by East Pittsburgh police. So in a statement on Wednesday night, S. Lee Merritt, who is the lawyer representing the family, says they don't really know that much about the circumstances surrounding the young man's death. But the rumors, you see, dirty the victim. That's what you do. You dirty the victim, just like Giuliani did, Trump lawyer. Yes, thank you. Thank you, my sister Sharon Allen. Thank you so much, my sister Sharon Allen Chambers. I should say, we grew up with Sharon Allen, but I see there's a hyphen Chambers there, so something else must be going on. Thank you, my sister. But see, you know, this is the same way, it's the same thing that, see, what's happened with black folks who've been victimized by the police, the first thing to do is look for evidence. Oh, we gotta perpetrate this fraud all the way through. So we have to find evidence, you know, something. So they went in the car. First thing they did was, oh, we shot this man in the back, this young boy in the back. So we have to find something to pin on. So they go for the evidence. There's two guns inside the car, but the young man who they killed did not have a gun. Now, no justice, no peace. Dozens of people, dozens, pitiful. There's a lot more black folks in Pittsburgh, in East Pittsburgh, than dozens. I may even go, maybe Saturday or Sunday. I may go. Shout out to Lamont Gates, formerly of Real Social Talk. Shout out to Lamont Gates. Now, according to the news releases, they say dozens of people, dozens are in East St. Louis. Dozens of black folks. I mean, come on. There's more than a dozen black folks. You got Pittsburgh. You got Philadelphia. Black people who can go over there and really make a real noise about this young man, Antoine Rose II, who was killed by the East Pittsburgh Police Department on Tuesday night. 17-year-old man, young boy, was killed. And just in this thought that there's only dozens of people there is ridiculous. But see, what happens in these cases when the police kill someone unarmed, the first thing they do is look for evidence, something to pin on the person. You see, Rudy Giuliani was famous for this when he was the mayor of the city of New York. When Patrick Dorismond, the black man who was killed over a parking space by the New York City Police Department, killed over a parking space. You can Google his name, Patrick Dorismond. And, you know, it was Rudy Giuliani, the dirty the bum that he is, releases Patrick Dorismond's juvenile record. You see, because Patrick Dorismond didn't have any other charges. Patrick Dorismond, who was killed by a New York City police officer over a parking space during Rudy Giuliani's reign in New York, had no record, no adult record, but he had a juvenile record. And we all know the juvenile records are sealed. But leave it up to Giuliani to unseal it. He was so down with the police, Mr. Giuliani, the creep that he is, that he released Patrick Dorismond's records to try to dirty the man, try to muddy the water. And this is what Giuliani is famous for. If you go Google that name, Patrick Dorismond, you can read the whole story about how Patrick Dorismond was dirtied. It wasn't enough that he was dead. And then Mr. Giuliani proceeded to dirty the man's legacy. which is what Giuliani does. He's a creep. In any case, so the people who knew Antoine described him as bright, lively, and funny. He was a senior at Woodland Hills High School. He was expected to graduate this year. The superintendent said in an interview on on Wednesday. He was an excellent student, and he was taking advanced placement classes. Now, for the those of you who just joined me, do I want to add Lamont? Do I want to add you, Lamont? You can answer me. So this man, Antoine Groves II, for those of you who just joined me on this program, was killed by the East Pittsburgh Police Department. Now, moreover than that, what's the next move? Is Reverend Al going to go and speak? Reverend Al, who never met a funeral he didn't like. Okay. Add to the program. How you doing, Lamont? Can you hear me? Okay. All right. I shut it off. All right. So he was taking advanced placement classes. They lost 4 students to gun violence this year. Now, it wasn't about the police. But see, now what do we do this time? Okay. Now, what do we do? All right, Lamont. What do we do this time? Do we have these tacit little protests where nobody really shows up? 20, 30 people, 40 people, all the black folks in East Pittsburgh and Philadelphia and some of the other towns in the state of Pennsylvania. You mean to tell me that dozens of people is all that we can do? Dozens? That doesn't make any sense. So this young man is killed by the police. We have another person who was killed by the police. So what's the next move? What's the next move? So what we do, well, right here, I'll take a break, right? So take a break, and we'll come right back with more of the program. It's the Ron Kelly Show, and it's on blogtalkradio.com. The Ron Kelly Show.
The Ron Kelly Show. And on the web, theronkellyshow.com.
Some statistics are surprising. Some are unbelievable. And some are simply unacceptable. Right now, nearly 30% of U.S. students aren't finishing high school. Nearly 30%. And that's the average. In many places, it's even higher than that. And fixing it is a responsibility that we all share. This is President Obama, and I urge everyone, not just parents, but friends and neighbors and family members, to take responsibility for encouraging the high school students in your communities, to support them, challenge them, push them a little, and do whatever it takes to help them make it through. Because this is one statistic we simply can't afford to ignore.
You can do your part by going to boostup.org and sending an email, a text message, or even a wake-up call to a student at risk of dropping out. Go to boostup.org and provide the boost that's needed to make it to graduation. A message from the U.S. Army and the Ad Council.
We'll be back with more of the Ron Kelly Show after this. The views expressed in this commentary are not necessarily those of the Ron Kelly Show or R. Kelly Media LLC.
That's right. It's the Ron Kelly Show, everybody. It's on blogtalkradio.com, theronkellyshow.com. Shout out to everybody who's watching the program on the Ron Kelly Show YouTube channel and those of you who are watching on Facebook Live. Thanks so much for joining me today. It's June 21st, 2018. It's the first day of summer. It's the first day of summer. I remember back in the day going to school, man. We'd be so happy to get out of school. Oh, my God. Just counting down the days. Marking it on a calendar like we were in prison. Waiting. For those doors to spring open and for us to walk out into the sunshine and enjoy the summer, which seemed very, very short when I was a young man. Well, I'm still kind of a young man, but the summer was very, very short back in the day. It seemed like you get out of school, and the next thing you know, it's time to go back. It's September. It's like walking the Green Mile, like you're going to the death chamber, going back to school. But I really loved getting out of school. And those of you who had kids, make sure they go. make sure he goes. You don't want him to wind up being a statistic or behind a bar, behind bars. All right, everybody, it's 21 minutes after the hour. You're listening to the Ron Kelly Show. Listening, watching, texting, whatever the case may be, is the Ron Kelly Show, and it's on blogtalkradio.com, theronkellyshow.com. Yes, I am on Twitter. It's Ron Kelly Radio Show. On Facebook, it's the Ron Kelly Show. And on Instagram, it's Real R. Kelly 1. I do intend to change all the names to make them the same, so it'll be easy for you to get up with me. And also the Ron Kelly Show YouTube channel that many of you have partaken of so far. Okay, so if you're just joining me, right, shout out to Bunny McKnight, who I'm not sure where he is. He might be listening or watching. I just can't see him. Shout out to Bunny McKnight and all the folks who watch and listen to the Ron Kelly Show, specifically DJ Tiny. You know, DJ Tiny is the king of house music. You can check him out. It's Wednesday night from 8 to 10 on dwildmusicradio.com. That's dwildmusicradio.com. Check out my homie, DJ Tiny, Wednesday night, 8 to 10 Eastern Time at dwildmusicradio.com. And, of course, my long-time brother from another mother, a good friend of mine, Keith Hall, who does the University of the 80s. It's Tuesday night. It's 8 to 10 East, 9 to 11 West on the Fishbowl Radio Network. Okay, everybody, back to me. It's 22 minutes after the hour. It's the Ron Kelly Show, and it's on blogtalkradio.com. And just in case you're just coming onto the program, we're talking about Antoine Rhodes, the 17-year-old young man, Antoine Rhodes II, who was killed by East Pittsburgh police just the other night, and who was shot in the back 3 times, from what I understand. And so now, what do we do? What do we do now? What's the? I mean, is it for Reverend Al and maybe Jesse Jackson to show his face, and Reverend Al will go over there and protest and do nothing? Is what Reverend Al? Nah, I've got respect for Reverend Al. Don't get me wrong, but Reverend Al isn't the answer. Reverend Al isn't the answer. You know, do we go on Facebook and vent our frustration with the system, with the system of things, and how the police get away with murder? I mean, is that what we do? Do we just shrug our shoulders and say, oh, well, no, we can't do that. We can't do that. See, I've been preaching for a minute for me to be a preacher, but I've been saying for a minute that we need to do something. We need to do something substantial. We need to do something significant. And I don't mean go out and cause harm to anybody. That's not what I mean. If you go out and cause harm to anybody, you're going to jail. And I certainly won't be sticking up for you. But what I'm saying is we need to do something, something significant, something substantial, something that matters. And I'm not talking about Black Lives Matter. We need more than that. We need a mass collection of folks. You know, East Pittsburgh, there should be plenty of Black people. Philadelphia, even here in New York, folks should be coming from all across the country. And every time a Black person gets killed, an unarmed Black man gets killed, we need to mobilize from all over the country. New Orleans, San Francisco, L.A., Chicago, wherever Black folks are, Dallas, St. Louis, all over the place, New York City, Miami, Boston, we need to come together. Ohio, we need to come together in mass and show up for this young man, 17 years old, who was killed by the East Pittsburgh Police Department Tuesday night. So peace be upon him and his family. And we hope that, hope against hope, that justice will be served. Okay, everybody, it's 25 minutes after the hour. It's the Ron Kelly Show, and it's on blogtalkradio.com. So Trump. We'll get back to if anybody wants to make a comment on that. You can comment on Facebook Live. No, you can't. You can comment right here. You can comment on Facebook Live. You can't comment on YouTube channel. And if you want to check out a show that you might have missed, you can go to blogtalkradio.com/Ron Kelly Show. That's blogtalkradio.com/Ron Kelly Show. And you can check out any one of the hundreds of shows that I've done on Blog Talk Radio. I got shows on cassette. That's how old the show is. I got shows on cassette from back in the day. Anybody who's everybody from State County, Pasadena area, has been on the Ron Kelly Show. All right, so Trump reverses course. Trump reverses course, and he says that he signs an executive order, something he said he couldn't do. He said that he was following the law by separating the families from the children, separating parents from the children, I should say. He said he was following the law. And I'm going to tell you what I think about all of this as soon as I set this up. So let me start with this. So Donald Trump reverses course and signs an executive order stating that the people who immigrants or illegal immigrants, I should say, will no longer be separated. So the mother and the children will not be separated. The parents, in other words, the parents will not be separated from the children, according to Mr. Trump, who signed an executive order. Something he said he couldn't do, but he wound up doing anyway because he crashed the depression when his own wife started and Laura Bush and so many other people, Michelle Obama, Barack Obama, and even some people in his own party, the Republican side, started talking about this. He caved in. And I'm going to tell you why he really caved in. Because this is June. It's June. And this year, the midterms take place. The midterms are the elections that take place for the Congress and the Senate. Ah, there he is, Lamont Gates. What's going on, Lamont?
How you doing, Ron?
I'm doing well. Everybody, Lamont Gates, formerly of Real Social Talk. Your
background is much more elaborate than mine. But I'm trying to do what I can.
Hey, man, just seeing your face, man, seeing your face in the place is good enough for me. Everybody, Lamont Gates,
right,
formerly of Real Soldier Talk, the scholar, the religious scholar, the biblical scholar, I like to call him, because he, anything I say, he's going to come and correct me on it, I'm sure. And I don't mind, because I learned something, you know.
Well, you know, as humans, we all need correction.
Yeah.
All of us. Now,
yeah.
Everyone that walks the face of this planet, that's how we actually become a better people.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, thank you. All right, everybody, Lamont Gates, a nice surprise. Good to see you, Lamont. So I know you haven't been on the radio, but I'm sure you've been monitoring some of the goings on.
Yeah, some of the stuff you just can't help it. It's just everywhere, you know, everywhere you look.
Well, let me start with this, Lamont, because this is something that you would probably dig right into. The Theodore McCarrick, former Archbishop, I believe he was the Archbishop, the Cardinal of Newark and some other places.
Yeah, I heard that story.
Yeah, 87 years old, who's been retired for 12 years. And so now it's coming out that he he did some things to people that they didn't like, the children.
Right.
So what do you think, what are your thoughts on that? And what do you think when you first read it?
You know, it's always unfortunate when, you know, somebody in power, especially in the field of clergy, does something that is the complete opposite of what they're usually teaching, which is God love and, you know, the mercy and compassion for everyone else. And then you find out in reality, well, this person's human. Not only is the person human, but they might suffer from actual problems, you know. This tends to tear down the trust, perhaps, that the congregation may have had in someone like this. My thing about the Catholic Church in general, though, is that this stuff is happening a lot, and it has been happening for years and years and years now. I've always posed a question. Right? I'm not a conspiracy theorist, but, you know, you got to pose questions sometimes. Is this part of some sort of sick underground ritual that hasn't been brought up to the surface yet that they're, you know, partaking in? Because I think that's a lot. If we saw, for example, Mormons constantly molesting children, or Baptists constantly molesting children or Lutherans constantly molesting children, at some point you'd probably say, do these guys have some sort of secret document where this is part of their ritual? You know, so I've always wondered that and asked that question myself, you know, about the Catholic Church, because I just feel it's just too many people. And with the number of people who have been caught, just imagine the number of people that we haven't caught yet, you know, that's out there already partaking in this this type of behavior.
So you're saying so?
The becoming of clergy.
Well, you know, and you make an interesting point, Lamont. I never even thought about that. So you're saying that this may be some type of something that happens within the hierarchy of the church, not necessarily with the parishioners, but within the hierarchy of the church, there might be some some system.
You know, the history of the Catholic Church is that they started in Rome, obviously, right? When you go back to ancient Rome, you know, sleeping with young boys, sleeping with young women at the same time with young boys was very common. You know, it was part of the culture. It was part of the ancient Roman culture. So here we have Romans who convert to, I guess, their version of Christianity, but they're also taking with them some of the culture that's already embedded in them from ancient Rome. And it's amazing that you continue to see this pattern all the way up to 2018. These Roman Catholic priests molesting boys, molesting youth, you know? That stuff has its roots in ancient, you know, Roman Greco culture. So you have to wonder, was the culture actually ever broken?
Yeah, I don't think it has, Lamont. The funny thing that you say that because none of the victims of this priest molestation situation, none of the victims have been either women or older males. They've been mostly children, male children. Yeah, but you know what?
And I know what I'm saying. It's very controversial. You know, I'll have the Archdiocese of Newark probably at my doorstep, but you just have to wonder what the percentage is. When you look at variables like the high percentages of priests who've been caught doing the exact same thing, you have to wonder what's going on. Is this a bigger pattern? Is this a larger piece of a culture that hasn't surfaced to the upward out of the ground yet?
Well, you know, and you make a very good point, Lamont. The other thing, too, is that these priests have been traditionally, before this actually came out, they were passed around like the hot potato. You know, once he got caught, they sent him over here. He's in New Mexico. He's in Chicago. He's in Philly. They passed him around. They passed the priests around. Back in the day. I don't know why I'm freezing. I don't know what to... Okay, all right, it's back to me. They were passing the priests around, like, before this actually got out. Like, back in the day, they would pass the priests around. You know, if he got in trouble here, they'd send him there. If he got in trouble there, they would send him there. Kind of like the hot potato situation. So that makes it even more credible. That puts even more fruit on the tree of your theory about this being a systemic type of a ritualistic type of situation here.
Yeah, you know, if that ever happened in a school system, for example, where a teacher molested a child, you wouldn't transfer him from school 3 to school 8, you know?
No, he'd be kicked to the curb. Yeah.
So why do the same thing, you know, why do the same thing in a clergy situation? So, I mean, that's just my own... That's just me thinking outside of my head. But I've always had that question for a long time concerning the cultural chain that possibly hasn't been broken amongst a lot of these priests that go back to ancient times that they probably don't even really understand, you know, the root of it themselves.
Yeah. Right, because it's always been young boys or young males, never any girls, never any women, and never any older men. They always victimized young males, and it's been something that, again, it's been
stated that very common in the Greco-Roman period. Yes.
Well, you know what? It's very common now. We just don't know about it. We're just not always alerted to it. And it's been very common in the Catholic Church. And this just brings it all back up again, like the millions and millions of dollars the church had to pay out to victims of these desecrations. And it just goes back to, it just opens, to, because that was something that people wasn't talking about that much. And now it's going to bring the whole thing back up again, where folks are going to be talking about the church and the money that was given out and it puts the Pope in an awkward position too, because now he has to, it falls on him, and he's going to have to deal with it.
Well, one thing I do like about this Pope is that he looks like he's trying to get the ball rolling a little bit more than the past popes. He looks like he wants to start prosecuting. You look at his theological perspectives, they're even different from the past popes. And unfortunately, he's drawing a lot of heat to himself, a lot of negative attention from other cardinals and priests. But, you know, perhaps that's exactly what the Catholic Church needed, somebody that was an oddball, you know, no pun intended, to come in and shake things down to try to get them back to the roots of actually caring and loving one another, as, you know, the scripture is teaching, rather than a lot of the man-made, ritualistic, dogmatic indoctrinations that they've unfortunately been susceptible to for ancient times, you know, for about 1,000 years or more.
But what's the point, though, Lamont? I mean, is it even worth it to, man, you know, Archbishop McCarrick, many of you know Archbishop McCarrick, was not even a practicing priest. 87 years old, lived in a retirement home, not even in New Jersey. He lived in some retirement home, 87 years old, no longer even a priest. So is it worth it to bring this up, because this case has already been settled, the person has already been paid, because it was alleged to have happened decades ago, 30 years ago, 40 years ago. So is this even worth it, Lamont?
I think it's always worth it when you have, you know, victims out there who have been victimized, especially by someone in power, especially clergy, because it is gaining a lot more steam, as you see, even in the mainstream media. There was a movie called The Post that was dedicated to a group of reporters who was cracking down, you know, about a decade or so ago on the very same topic we're discussing today, how priests were molesting young boys and seemingly getting away with it. Thank God that these pool of reporters were able to bring it to the public and to the masses' attention, and it's just steamrolled since then. So whenever you have a victim, especially of somebody who's been victimized by clergy, someone who you're supposed to be trusting, remember, it's no different than a public school teacher. I think that always should be brought to the attention of the public.
Good deal. All right, everybody, Lamont Gates. He's Lamont Gates, formerly of Real Social Talk. We're trying to lure him back to the radio, but I guess he's just too busy getting his doctorate or whatever else, PhD, whatever else he's out there in pursuit of.
You're too much competition for me. That's why I can't come back. Look at my wall.
Yeah. Yeah, right. Lamont, if you're not busy, if you want to hang on, we'll take a break. If you want to hang on, I want to just hold on to you for a couple more minutes. I want to talk about the Trump and the reversal of fortune, so to speak, where Trump has decided to let the kids go. So everybody just hold on. It's Lamont Gates, formerly of Real Social Talk. We'll take a quick break. We'll come right back with more of this program. It's the Ron Kelly Show, and it's on blogtalkradio.com, theronkellyshow.com.
We'll be back with more of the Ron Kelly Show after this.
So coming to the stage is a really funny guy. Y'all know him. Put your hands together. Give it up for George Wilborn.
Well, why won't we go to the doctor? My uncle calls. Speech all slurred, complaining his arm's numb. He calls everybody under the sun. Aunt Peyton, his old army buddy George. He even called my daughter Tierra, because, you know, she's got a year of nursing. Everyone thinks he needs to go to the doctor, including me. So he said, well, will you take me? I'm like, I'm on the road. He goes, I'll wait. Stroke's no joke. If you or someone you love have symptoms of stroke, don't call family. Don't dial a friend. Don't wait. It may be too late. Dial 911. Time loss is brain loss. Seriously, Dial 911.
Learn all the...
We'll be back with more of the Ron Kelly Show after this. The views expressed in this commentary are not necessarily those of the Ron Kelly Show or Kelly Media LLC.
No, it's not. It's the Ron Kelly Show, everybody. It's on blogtalkradio.com, the Ron Kelly Show. .com. First day of summer, June 21st, 2018. I'm loving it. I'm absolutely loving it. Hopefully, in this armpit of America they call New Jersey, we'll have some we'll have some decent weather. That's not something I made up, ladies and gentlemen. That's something that I heard somewhere. All right, nice to have you back here. Every Thursday is the Ron Kelly Show, and we're looking at Monday. Shout out to Osman Shabazz, who may be joining me. Osman Shabazz, formerly of Oz's talk show, may be joining me here on the Ron Kelly Show, and we're going to push things up and down. We'll take this show. We'll have a show on Monday, and we'll have a show on Thursday. So, because I know all of you love me, so we'll do it two times a week instead of just one. Right here on the place to be, it's the Ron Kelly Show. Catch up with me on Twitter. It's R Kelly Radio Show. On Facebook, it's the Ron Kelly Show. On Instagram is Real R. Kelly 1 if you want to hang with me sometime in between the times that I'm not on the radio. And you can catch up with me. Here's Facebook, the Gmail account. It's the Ron Kelly Show at gmail.com. It's the Ron Kelly Show at gmail.com. If you want to, you know, make a suggestion, you love me, you hate me, the Ron Kelly Show at Gmail. I know most of you love me, but it's the Ron Kelly Show at gmail.com. Joining me is Lamont Gates. Lamont Gates, formerly of radio program Real Social Talk, I believe, right here on blogtalkradio.com at one time. Lamont, it's a pleasure to have you here. Welcome.
Thank you. Same here, Ron. You know, people don't realize you and I go back before Blog Talk Radio, before this internet stuff. So we're talking William Patterson University.
That's right. You know, that's right.
This whole radio network, right? Remember that?
Yes, WPSC 88.7 FM.
It's, you got to know the call numbers.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yeah, right. Ron Stowtine from back in the day. I do see him on Ron Stowtine. Ron Puzo is living in Seattle now. Ron Puzo, who was the PM at the time at the station. And Ron Stowtine, I'm not sure where he is, but I've seen him on LinkedIn a couple of times. So some of the old gang is still around. You know, Lamont and I, and there was some good times back then. They were some good times. It was some fun times. And good old Art Bean.
Somebody wants to join.
Yeah, who
somebody
can forget?
Wants to join.
Yeah. And who can forget Art Bean?
Okay.
Who can forget Art Professor Art? Well, I don't know if he's a professor or not. But shout out to Art Bean, who got me started in this nonsense. Art Bean. Okay, so Mr. Trump does a reversal after saying he couldn't do it. He does. And he's I'm like, you know, this is like just a really bad B movie. You know, about a president that just is totally off the meter. So he says he can't do it. He says it's up to the Democrats. What he actually did, Lamont, was he was holding the Democrats hostage in aid in Baltimore, basically. You know, and that's what happened. So he now cracks to the pressure after wifey Melania, of all people, starts cracking on him. Laura Bush and some of the, I mean, the pressure was tremendous. But the real reason, Lamont, and I'll let you go ahead after this, the real reason I believe is because the midterms are fast approaching. And I think that's the reason why he reversed himself and said he would stop separating the family.
Coming in very slow.
Yeah, because you're not moving. In the video, you haven't moved in a long time, but I can hear your voice, but you just haven't moved. So maybe I'll try to.
Yeah.
I'll try to. Okay. Yeah. What I'll try, I'm trying to add you back in, Lamont, because you haven't moved for the last 15 to 20 minutes. But I'm trying to move you in now. Okay, now there's a little black square next to my head. There's no Lamont Gates in that square. Everybody, in case you don't know, it's the Ron Kelly Show. I can't see you, but I can hear you. But I can't see you. There's a little black square next to my head, but there's nobody in it. So let me see if I can. Let me try to add you again. I'm gonna take you off, and then I'll try to. Oh boy, now I'm not. Okay. My connection is bad. All right, everybody who's listening on Blog Talk Radio, we're having a little bit of trouble, a little bit of a problem with Facebook Live. Let me see if I can get Lamont Gates back in here. Okay, I got to see if I can. I have to invite Lamont in. Okay. All right, everybody. For the people who are listening on Blog Talk Radio, this is the Ron Kelly Show. I edit on blogtalkradio.com, the Ron Kelly Show. com. Check me out. It's Thursday evening, 7 p.m. to 8 p.m. It's the Ron Kelly Show. And we are definitely trying to put a Monday show together for you. We'll let you know how that's going. I want to make sure I have the pieces in place, the co-hosts and whatnot. Shout out to Osman Shabazz, who quite possibly will be one of the co-hosts on the Monday night program. So, okay, let me see if I can get Lamont Gates back in here. Okay, let's see if we can get Lamont Gates connecting. Now, I hear something, Lamont, but I still can't see you. Yeah, I still can't see Lamont. But anyway, those of you who are watching, who are listening on blogtalkradio.com, we're going to try to move forward with the show. And I want to talk to Lamont Gates about this. Let me see if I can get him back. Let me see. Okay. So, all right, so, yeah, you know, I said on my Facebook page earlier this week, and I talked about religion, and do people really need, you know, why do people feel that they need religion to do the right thing? You know, why do people feel that they need religion to be benevolent and to help people, to love one another? Why is it, Lamont Gates, that people feel, and I still can't see you, but I can hear you. I can't see you, but I can hear you. I'm not sure. I can hear you, but I can't
can
see you.
Hear me?
Yes.
So, yeah, I can't see myself either, which is probably a good thing. It's a joke.
I know. I totally get it. I know you're not one to be self-deprecating, however you say it.
Yeah. If you want to carry on, we can.
Absolutely, Lamont Gates. Everybody, Lamont Gates, those of you who are listening on blogtalkradio.com, it's Lamont Gates, formerly of Real Social Talk. And WPSC 88.7 FM. You know, I asked a question earlier this week, Lamont, about religion. And I said, why do people, and I'll get to Trump but in a couple seconds, but I asked a question about religion. I'm really glad you're here. About why do people feel the need? I mean, without religion, it seems to me that some folks practice religion as a moral compass for their own. To keep them in check. What are your thoughts on that? I mean, do you think that people feel like they need religion to keep themselves in check, to do the right thing, to come home every night and not sleep around or do anything? What are your thoughts on that, Lamont Gates? Did I lose Lamont again?
That's a very constructivist type of question. It's the same question as asking. Do people need massages? Do people need mocha lattes to go to work every morning? You know, yeah. I guess...
Actually, I do, but go ahead.
You know, I guess whatever fits the shoe, you know, whatever shoe size fits your foot, as long as, in my opinion, as long as you're not hurting anyone, as long as you're not hurting yourself, I guess whatever you need to get by in life is fine.
But why isn't it just inherent, Lamont?
It's the irrational issues that I take an issue with, you know, especially when you're doing something irrational based on your religious set of beliefs that are negatively affecting your environment, particularly your neighbor or the people that are directly in your environment, and you're telling them this.
All right, everybody who's listening on blogtalkradio.com, this is the Ron Kelly Show. Yeah, but these signals are giving me fits tonight, Lamont, with this technology not being too technical. It's being very technical tonight, as a matter of fact. But go on, because it did blink out, but go on, Lamont. You're back now. I think that I don't know. Why isn't it just inherent on folks to just to be? Why isn't it just, you know, why can't you just be a good person without religion? I mean, do you really need religion to be? And not that I'm trying to impose my will on people, but do you really need religion to be a decent person? Do you need religion to be a good person? That's my question. Yeah, and this, you know, those of you on Blog Talk Radio, we also are on YouTube and we're on Facebook Live as well. Facebook Live is not cooperating tonight for some reason. Facebook Live is not cooperating. It's 9 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock. It's the Ron Kelly Show, and it's on blogtalkradio.com. So what are we going to do about Antoine Rose? Antoine Rose II, who was killed by the East Pittsburgh police. What are we going to do about that? You can hit me up at ronkellyshow@gmail.com, ronkellyshow@gmail.com. Okay, Lamont Gates, I believe, is back. No, Lamont Gates is not back. Yeah, Facebook is giving me fits tonight, everybody. It's about 8.5 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock. It's June 21st, 2018, first day of summer, everybody. So get your plans together. I'm getting mine together. I've got to go. But Lamont, are you there? Okay. All right, everybody who's listening on the radio. I'm having massive problems with Facebook Live tonight for some reason. I'm not sure why, but we may not be able to get back to Lamont today because we have a lot of problems here. I don't know if Lamont is still with us. Are you still with us, Lamont? Yeah, I don't think Lamont is with us. Okay. We had a great conversation, though. So Lamont Gates, formerly of Real Social Talk, it was a co-host of mine back in the day. In any case, everybody, it's the Ron Kelly Show. And it's on blogtalkradio.com, ronkellyshow.com. Shout out to Buddy McKnight, who I haven't heard from tonight. I hope he's okay. Everything's all right with him. He did text me earlier today about the show. Thank you, Buddy, for your steadfast support of the Ron Kelly Show. Shout out to Skip Dillard. Skip Dillard, who's the man at 107.5, is WBLS. Number one for today's R&B is I'll be meeting with him very shortly. We'll talk on Monday. And hell, who knows? Maybe we'll make it to the promised land, Lamont Gates. In any case, everybody, let me see if I can get Lamont back here. So those of you who are listening on Blog Talk Radio, this is the Ron Kelly Show. Do we have Lamont Gates back? No, we don't have Lamont. Yeah, there's something... There's something screwy with this, something going on. Okay, so what are we going to do, everybody? Are we going to get together and go see about this kid, Antoine Rose, who was murdered by the East Pittsburgh Police Department? Are we going to go check? What are we going to do? What are we going to do? I'm blinking out, Lamont. I'm blinking out. Lamont Gates, if you can hear me, I'm blinking out. I don't know what the heck is going on. There's about 6 minutes left to the program. And you are listening to The Ron Kelly Show, and it's on blogtalkradio.com.
The views expressed in this commentary are not necessarily those of The Ron Kelly Show or R. Kelly Media LLC.
Some statistics are surprising. Some are unbelievable. And some are simply unacceptable. Right now, nearly 30% of U.S. students aren't finishing high school. Nearly 30%. And that's the average. In many places, it's even higher than that. And fixing it is a responsibility that we all share. This is President Obama, and I urge everyone, not just parents, but friends and neighbors and family members, to take responsibility for encouraging the high school students in your communities, to support them, challenge them, push them a little, and do whatever it takes to help them make it through. Because this is one statistic we simply can't afford to ignore.
You can do your part by going to boostup.org and sending an email, a text message, or even a wake-up call to a student at risk of dropping out. Go to boostup.org and provide the boost that's needed to make it to graduation. A message from the U.S. Army and the Ad Council.
All right, we're back, everybody. It's the Ron Kelly Show, and it's on blogtalkradio.com, the ronkellyshow.com. I don't know if we have Lamont Gates back with us. Are you there, Lamont? Yeah, no, let's forget it. All right, we're going to break out, everybody. It's just a few minutes before the hour of 9 o'clock. I'm having massive problems with Facebook Live, trying to bring other people on. We will address this or maybe I'll do it on the desktop instead of doing it on the phone with everybody. But this is the Ron Kelly Show, and it's on blogtalkradio.com, the RonKellyShow.com. You got to check me out. We're putting together the Monday night show, possibly with Osmond Spaz.
You can't see me.
Yes, I can hear you, Lamont. We have about 5 minutes left to the program. So what do you think? It's, you know, why can't we just be good people without religion? What do you think? Or do we just need somebody to believe in? Okay, yeah, it's going out again. All right, everybody, we're going to break out of here. I want to thank you so much, everybody, who's listening on Blog Talk Radio for checking out the show. We'll see you back here next Thursday for another edition of R. Kelly Show. So right now it's time for a Sprite and a cigar at my favorite little place, but we'll get together soon, and we'll talk more about Antoine Rose. So let's monitor that situation. Antoine Rose II, who was murdered by the East Pittsburgh Police Department. Let's monitor that. And I'm quite possibly will be going out there probably next week, and I'm going to go out to East Pittsburgh and talk to some people and see if we can get some footage and send it back here to you folks all over the country who watch, listen, and check out the Ron Kelly Show. So until everybody, take care of yourself. Remember, it's nice to be important, but it's more important to be nice. Hey, we may not have it all together, but together we can certainly have it all. Thanks so much. We're done.